page 245, emerges in a process governed by thermodynamic necessity and Darwinian natural selection, is the only sort of universe that could give rise to freely choosing self-conscious beings. Secondly, that the flourishing of such beings is a goal of God's creation. To realize this goal, God must therefore encounter the contingency and struggle of creatures being creatures and not being God. Just as the cross, in Christian tradition, is part of God's plan, so Rev. 13.8, as the only way to bring all creation to its ultimate fulfillment, so it is part of God's plan that God encounter and bear the self-seeking and communion-denying elements in what it is to be a Darwinian creature, immanent in all things. God must be exposed to what it is for creatures to be themselves, indeed to become selves in the only way Darwinian creatures can, by defending their interests against competing interests. Too often theologians have adopted the description of fallenness derived from a reading of Genesis 3, and then mapped this in a vague way onto the non-human creation. Process Thought 2 uses an anthropomorphic account of the experience of all creatures. What we are endeavoring to explore here is an analysis of responsiveness and resistance in terms